Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An 18-year-old who was visiting friends was shot and killed in a backyard in Strawberry Mansion overnight. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us police are looking for the shooter or shooters.
Philadelphia police say the shooting happened just before 12:30 in the morning, and officers arrived to find the 18-year-old victim shot just once in the torso in the backyard of a house near 31st and Norris Streets. The victim died just after 1 in the morning after officers rushed him to Temple Hospital.
We know the shots were fired from the intersection of 31st and Norris. That's where we found over 10 spent shell casings.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says because of the amount of shell casings found, it's unclear yet whether police are looking for one shooter or a group, but witnesses have helped.
We are getting information that the shooter or shooters were in a group of three individuals that may have been in their mid to late teens.
Witnesses have also told police that there was some sort of argument before the shooting and that that group might have also fled the scene westbound on Norris Street in a white or light-colored SUV. Police say they're trying to get their hands on some nearby surveillance footage to try and identify the suspects. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Teens and young adults whose lives have been rocked by gun violence need a safe space to learn and grow while they work through their trauma. That's the idea behind a Philly-based nonprofit program called 60th Street Strong. With more on that, here's KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
The nonprofit Achievability runs 60th Street Strong to help people like 16-year-old Amira White, whose cousin had been shot before she entered the program.
It was a safe space. We talked about our environment, how to treat others, and how to be a part of a community as a whole. It's very good.
For people aged 14 to 26 whose lives have been impacted by gun violence, the program is 3 to 6 months of group-based therapy with young people dealing with similar trauma, coupled with mentorship from local business owners and professionals. Amira apprenticed with a hairdresser.
I just love being able to know how to do hair. Mind you, I did not know how to do hair. I don't know nothing about hair. When I went in there, I had the best teacher. It was Ms. Barber. I loved it there. Like, it was just a good environment.
Hassan Abdulrahim connects the participants with their professional mentors, and he looked on with pride as this latest group of young people was honored for their completion of the program.
I just show empathy in every interaction. It's like I have 500 new nieces and nephews. Like, I treat them like their family. We have an open door policy. At least 4 or 5 of them in the office at all times, every day.
In Center City, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The 200-year-old office of a black doctor has been restored as part of the Black Heritage Trail in Medford, Burlington County. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
James Still was born in 1812 in Indian Mills, New Jersey. The son of formerly enslaved parents grew fascinated with herbs' healing effects. After purchasing a book on medical botany, he began to treat the sick around him, and there was no looking back. Medford Mayor Eric Rebstock.
He worked tirelessly for the good of other human beings. He moved toward people in need, and he planted seeds of healing.
Dr. Still's office in Medford was recently restored and is one of the sites along the New Jersey Black Heritage Trail. Samuel Calvin Still III is the second great-grandnephew of Dr. James Still. He says Dr. Still was dedicated to the health of his community.
We know that Dr. Still went on vacation for 3 days and he came back. The street was lined up with people and patients. He never took a day off after that.
He says in this divided nation, it's important to acknowledge everyone's contributions.
Black history is just not black history, it's American history. And when people, we all start realizing that we all had parts to play in developing this country, we can more respect each other, and this is part of that.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Chestnut Hills Fall for the Arts Festival is coming next month, and it's celebrating its 41st year. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has all the details about this family-friendly event.
On October 12th, Germantown Avenue will be closed to cars and filled with vendors focused on the arts, from Willer Grove to Rex Street.
We have a rich history of arts on the Avenue already, but this is going to be supercharged.
Courtney O'Neill, Executive Director of the Chestnut Hill Business District.
For the 8,000 block of Germantown Avenue, that's what we call our Maker's Village. There's going to be 12 artists painting live.
And Stagecraft Theaters returning this year for the kids, with choirs and dance routines. Expect food trucks and live music, even a medieval beverage for the adults that we've all heard of, but do we really know what it is?
And we actually have a mead company.
And if you're anything like me, you just gotta know. And what exactly is mead?
It's fermented honey. So it's an alcoholic beverage from bees.
Just another reason to love bees. So mark your calendars, Chestnut Hills Fall, for the Arts Festival October 12th at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.